Good evening.
Good evening.
It's an honor and privilege to be here before you tonight. We sang about the cross. And I remember before I got saved, I was a redneck hippie freak. And then somebody shared the gospel with me. And he saved me. He gave me a new heart. And he gave me a new life. And so that's what we celebrate. We celebrate who Jesus Christ is. And so I want to celebrate with you all. Because God is doing a mighty work. And with churches like you that help us to go to the field and share the gospel, God can do mighty things. And He has done mighty things. I don't know. Let's go ahead and get this started up. We all know the Great Commission. Jesus said, "All power has been given unto me in heaven and earth." That's our commander in chief. He says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world." After I got saved, it was a long time before I surrendered to what God wanted me to do. I felt He wanted me to go into full-time service. I didn't want to preach. I was afraid of it. I was afraid of standing up in front of people. That was my phobia. And you know, God uses our weaknesses. He uses our weaknesses to show Himself to be strong. And so tonight, can we have the next one? I want to introduce you to my family. Some of you know my family and some of you don't. My son that's standing beside me there, he's in Vandy Hospital trying to get into med school. And so he's a mechanical engineer. He didn't like that. He's a people person and he likes to be out with people and he loves medicine. He went to Nashville, and he's into music and playing music and things. And so he went there, and then he started working in the hospital, and now he's trying to get into med school. And my oldest daughter on the far left, she is a math teacher in Chattanooga, Tennessee. My other daughter on the right-hand side, she is a nurse. She just graduated from nursing school, and so she's a nurse now. And then Kellen, the tall blonde there on the left-hand side, she wants to be the President of the United States. She's getting ready to graduate from college, and so pray for us. We are empty nesters, and so this is my family. God has blessed me with a great family. When we went to the field, you would not believe the people. I mean, kids, we had kids running all over our house. And they had a great ministry there alongside us. And so, and they have fond memories of being on the field with us. And so we just thank God for that. And so we'll go to the next slide there. When we started out, I believe that it was God's will for us to go to Cuba. And when I told my wife that while I was going to Tennessee Temple Baptist Seminary, she said, "Are you sure he didn't say Aruba?" And I said, "No, not Aruba." And so we headed in that direction. And so we went to a language school in Costa Rica for a year. And we went in and out of Cuba as I was going to language school there. And we helped plant a church while we were in Costa Rica. And we were there for 3 years. And we could not get a foothold. And our family, God just didn't give us liberty to go into Cuba. But the times that we went into Cuba, we met some good Christian men and women. And the church is strong there. And so they taught us more than we could teach them. And so we went up. We had a man that was leading in this area in South America, and he wanted me to come and help him with a project up in Nicaragua. And so, you know, God just didn't open up the door for us in Cuba. And that was hard for me, because I believed God was doing that. But we decided, okay, we will work up there in Nicaragua and see how we can get into Cuba. And so, if you'll go back to that slide, that first slide. And so we went up to Nicaragua. I am a civil engineer by trade. And so we started to build a ministry center there. And what did that mean? We had a veteran missionary that had been in Chile for over 25 years, and he believed that God wanted a ministry center there where we could train pastors to plant churches. And so we started. We had nothing, just two families. And God gave us 162 acres of land. And we started to build. We built cabins so teams could come down and help us. Churches could come down and help us build this ministry center. We built a big kitchen. We built cabins. We built a ministry, it's an institute of church planning there. And God started to bless. We talked with some of the Baptist churches around there. We got a group of young men. What was happening was the churches were not looking out. They were looking in and not reaching out into their communities. And they had young men that wanted to do something for the Lord but had nothing to do. And so we worked with the pastors. We talked with them. We prayed with them. We walked with them. And then we started the institute. The first class that we had 42 young men surrendered to plant a church. And the pastors were on board with them planting the church. And so we take them through a two-year program. They come in for a week, and we train them for 1 week. And what they learn, they apply out in the field. And we go through that with for 2 years, and we are beside them. We walk with them. We pray with them. We go out in their communities and help them start cell groups. And out of those 42 men, we had 20 church plants in 2 years. In 2 years. God did that. God did that. And we started another class. It wasn't as big. They graduated. And they planted churches. And it is snowballing now. And guess what God did? Now, some of those Nicaraguans have a heart to go into Cuba. You know, what we think and how we think God should work things out, it doesn't always work out like we think it is. We need to just hold our hands out and say, God, you just do it and help me to follow you. And so they are preparing to go where we can't go. Nicaragua has a good relationship with Cuba. And they can go in and out where we can't as freely. We can go in and out, but they watch us. And they make sure that we don't get out of line. And these Nicaraguans, they can go in freely and share the gospel. And so you see how God works things out. And my wife helped plant 3 schools. She's a very intelligent lady, and she helped write the foundation of how the schools would be run. And so she helped with, there was already a school established there, and she worked and helped them to write policy and also to get established and get accredited. And they got their accreditation. And she helped plant 2 other schools in other places in Nicaragua. And now there's about 900 kids being trained in a Christian school. And God did it. We didn't do it. God did it and is doing it. And is moving, and he is moving in mighty ways in other parts of the world. Okay, next. And while I was there, the last thing I was able to do in Nicaragua was, while we started the Institute of Church Planters, we asked the pastor to say, you know, would you pray for us a multi-purpose building? And so we prayed for 6 years. And God provided. And you should have seen those pastors when it happened. I mean, you know, they prayed. And they prayed with us, and we prayed for it. And if you'll go to the next slide. This was our first missions conference. 557 people attended. God is moving. And these young men are moving out, and they prepared, just like missionaries do here, they prepared their little boards and pictures and of things and how God had worked things out for them. And it just made you cry, you know, what God was doing. God did it. All right, let's go to the next slide, please. And then we, you know, Have you ever been in ministry and you asked, and you just see God just moving so in such mighty ways? We have now probably 10, we have 10 families there and 3 single missionaries there in Nicaragua. And Terry's mom and dad got into bad health. And you know, we'd always been taught that you take care of your family. And so they were looking at 6 major operations, the 2 of them. And so we had to come home. We felt we needed to come home and help our moms and dads. And they went through some back operations, 5 fusion back operation, my father-in-law, and then she had a 2 fusion back operation, a hip operation, and a knee operation. And they're still trying to regain their strength. And so we had to come home. And so while I was at home, the people that I worked with to build a ministry center asked me to come and work with the project office at ABWE, the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism, because I was a civil engineer. And they had 70 major projects going on. And so, you know, we were praying, God, what am I going to do now? Well, I mean, because I couldn't leave my wife here and go to the field and stay anytime, you know, no more than 2 months. You know, I could take that, but no more than that. And so we prayed about it. We prayed about it, and they came to me and asked, said, Steve, can you help us with some of these projects? These missionaries out here, they have a vision of what God wants them to do, but they don't know how to accomplish it. God uses all of us, doesn't he? You know, I thought when I left my engineering job, which I loved, I thought I'd never use it again. But God uses all of us. And so our project office looks at it as we're building lighthouses. We're building academies. We're building churches. We're building hospitals in places where you can't just go in and build a church because they will kill you. And so, and we are going into the 1040 window. And so if we can go to the next slide. The first place I went to was Nepal. And I don't know if you remember, but Nepal had a big earthquake. And over in a 30-second time frame, 10,000 people died. And we had missionaries there. Okay, if you'll just go one more slide. And this is in some of the places of Nepal. And they called us. There was another structural engineer and myself. And they said, we need help. We have missionaries on the field. And they're living in tents because they're afraid to go back in their homes. And they lived in high-rise apartments and things like that. If you'll give it another shot. And so this is how they were living. They were afraid to go back into their apartment. So we went and we inspected, I don't know how many buildings, orphanages, schools, apartment buildings while we were there. And they just wanted to know, hey, can we go back in our homes and it be safe enough for us to carry our family back in? And we were able to help them with that. and encourage them. And if we'll go to the next slide. I'm sorry, normally I'll pick it myself, but. And while we were there, we were able to take a truckload of rice and blankets and things up into the Himalaya Mountains where the earthquake had really just, if you went out there, all you saw were buildings with a heap of bricks and a roof sitting on top of it. And we were able to carry some rice and stuff up there to this remote village. And we were able to share the gospel in a place where the gospel had never been before. All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. God used this to carry the gospel to this place right here. And this engineer that I was working with, he has three little boys, and they're into baseball. And so he bought a baseball mitt and a glove and stuff. And so while we were there, he started playing ball with the kids. And so the kids really got into it. And so they had him up there batting. And they were throwing the ball at him, and he would bat. And they wanted him to hit it really hard. And so he took a real big swing, and bam, whoa, way over to the edge of the mountain and went way down. And you should have seen those kids. They just ran off the mountain, down through the cliffs and rocks and everything. I thought we had killed the kids. But sure enough, in about 5 minutes, they came up with the ball in their hand. But we shared the gospel there. And you know, the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. This was Muslim, Hindu land. God's all over everywhere. And the light of Jesus was shared that day. And you know, God, His word, when it goes out, it does something. It moves in people's hearts, just like it moved in my heart when I was a hard, old, crusty sinner. And I'm still a sinner, but I'm saved by grace. Okay, next slide. The next job I had was in Bangladesh. Have y'all heard anything about Bangladesh? Muslim. Dark. The Rohingya people. Have you heard about the Rohingya people on the news? 650,000 people had to leave their home country and flee to Bangladesh. And we are trying to build a hospital there. This is part of it. And if you'll look up there on the left-hand side, that's where the doctors have been working for 50 years to get a full foothold in that country. Just 10 roofed buildings, no air conditioner, 100-degree weather every day. These doctors are operating, working on people, and every patient that comes in there, the gospel is shared. I was there, and a doctor invited me to have dinner with him while I was there. I was working on this project. I was the project manager. He invited me the first time. His son almost drowned in the swimming pool. And I couldn't eat there that night. The second time he invited me, he wasn't there when I got there, but his wife said, just wait a minute, he'll be here, he's at the hospital. And so he did come back. And he told me, Steve, I'm sorry, but I've got to go take a shower. Would you please forgive me? And he says, I had to cut a man's leg off. It was full of gangrene, and I can still smell it. And that's not the end of the story. This was a tribal man, a lead tribal man in a tribe where they didn't want anybody to mess with their culture, and it even was illegal to go to this tribe. And so God brought this man to our place, and every day he heard the gospel for 2 months. For 2 months. He went to the hospital, one of the government hospitals. They said, we can't do anything about it. And so he finally gave up and came to us. And God planted his word in his heart. And he carried that word back to his tribe. See how God does it? We don't know how he's doing it. You people do not even know what God has done because you give. Because you give. Because you give, I can go and I can go alongside and partner with these missionaries that have this vision that God has given them, and I can help them realize that vision, because God has prepared me to do that. Isn't that good? And everywhere I go, I get to share the gospel. Everywhere. So, I've been to Cuba. You have been a part of a ministry in Cuba. Nicaragua. Nepal. Bangladesh. Next slide. This was the first Bible study they had in the new hospital. They were excited. We were excited. All right? You see that young man in the middle between those two tall, ugly guys? That hospital has a school. Do you have a school here? A Christian school? Okay. Well, anyway, he went to the school there that the hospital provided. And he's the engineer that helped us with this hospital. Huh? Isn't that good? Isn't that good? Next slide. Togo, Africa. I got to go there. You know, it's exciting to see what God's doing. It is exciting to see what God is doing. I was introduced to this team, this hospital team here. You want to know how I was introduced to them? I got malaria. I got malaria. In 5 days, I got malaria, and I was up in that hospital. And you know what? I believe God did that to show me who I was serving. Huh? They loved on me, just like they loved on those people that they work on. And I got to see that. And they helped me, and within 3 days, I was up and going again. all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Next slide. I got to help with building this. Ladies on the far left, she's been on the field for 30 years and never had her own home. And God provided money for her to have a house, and we helped build her house out there on the field, and she works with the doctor's kids. This team had two people die, and they were struggling, and they were hurting. And this one family lost these five kids and a wife, lost their dad. And he was a doctor in this hospital. He got some kind of infection, and he died. Not too long after that, another person died in the pharmacy. She died, and so they were struggling. And when I got there, God gave me the opportunity to share my testimony. And some of you know my testimony, but my first wife died with cancer. And it was tough, and it hurt. And she was still there on the field, and I got to give my testimony. And her sons came up and hugged me for sharing what God had done in my life. See how God works? If we're just willing to step out there and do it. And God is using it. God uses everything if we are willing. So I got to help with building this house for her. And those are some of the kids. They were out of school, so they wanted to gather up some of the kids to take pictures. So these are some of the kids, the doctor's kids, some of the church planters' kids, and all of that. And so it's good just to come alongside people like that and help them. Okay? Next picture. Last thing I was able to do was at Hope Radio. It's in Togo. I don't know if you know anything about Togo, but it was the home for witchcraft, voodoo. Yeah, there you go. Thank you. It was voodoo. It's a home of where voodoo started.
We have a missionary there.
It's
out of our church.
Do you? Oh, you know what? You know what? I think I met him while I was there. Yeah. Yeah. And so what had happened, a windstorm came through this radio station. The roof blew off. I mean, these are the trusses that we put up for them. But and the radio tower fell down. And so we were able to go in there, help them put the roof up. And now the radio station is going up now, and it will reach four different countries with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, next slide, please. Oh. This is Togo, and I just wanted you to see the countries and things that would be affected with that radio station installed. Okay, next slide. Next, we're going into South Africa. There they want to build a ministry center. And God allowed me to build a ministry center in Nicaragua. And so he's allowing me to walk with these missionaries and help them to get theirs started. So they want to go into the Zulu. They have a church plant in this Zulu place. and they want to do a little village for children, because a lot of the children, their parents have died from diseases, and a lot of them are just orphanage that have no parents. So they want to build a home there for kids, and they want to build a place where they can train pastors, and so we're excited about what they're going to do there. Okay, next. This is Seven Rivers. This is where God has given us 75 acres to build that ministry center. Okay, next slide. And this is us walking with those missionaries and helping them to capture the vision that God has given them. You know, when Moses got the plans to do the tabernacle, if you'll read that story, did Moses build that tabernacle? No. God brought up men that did that for him. Also for Solomon, same thing. God raised up people to help them. And so that's kind of the way I look at my role right now. And also as a Barnabas, to come alongside these young missionaries. I've walked the trail. I know the struggles that they have. And there are times when you think, man, I just got to give up. I'm going to give up. I have walked with a pastor for 2 years, trained him. He was the best. I mean, you could just see the potential of this young man just taking it and running with it. And then he got off the track. And I got really disappointed. And I just wanted to give up at that time. It would just hurt me so bad. Because I knew what God could do with a man like him. And then we were having a medical clinic where we bought people in at a church plant. And we were starting a church plant up in the mountains. And what we did, all of the patients that came through, they would have to sit down at the table and we would share the gospel with them. And I was sitting there sharing the gospel with them. And here comes this young lady, 14 years old, two kids. One was burning up with fever. And God let me share the gospel with her. And she got it. She got it. Do you know what I mean? She got it. She had no hope. She didn't even have a husband. And now she has Jesus. And she's going to that church plant, and her kids are learning who Jesus is. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And God uses frail old people like me. God is good. If He can use me, He can use anybody. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart, and ye shall find rest for for your soul. That's our Jesus. He's calling. We have that message to give to the world. We have that message to give to the world. And just like that young lady, she got it. There's a lot of people God's working on now. And I want to say thank you for allowing me to go out to the field and share that gospel with a lost and dying world.